2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.
Welcome back to the JMAC News Show. Todd Fuchs co-hosting with John Smith. Is John's mic turned on?
Should be.
All right, good.
There we go. Yeah, it's working.
One thing I didn't know about you, John, you do middays at the Arrow.
103.5 The Arrow.
And if you want to hear somebody talking in that voice.
Utah's classic rock.
Was it from 10 till 3 every day?
9 to noon.
9 to noon?
9 to noon.
I didn't know you were a Diz nerd.
Oh, totally. You didn't know this about
me?
No. Specifically Disneyland. Like, I'm all about the land, right? The happiest place on earth.
What could be the problem versus the world? Or is this just like an East Coast, West Coast beef?
Well, no, well, it's the only park in which Walt Disney actually walked.
Oh.
It's Walt's park.
Oh, okay.
Right? So it's the only one that has his actual fingerprints on it. So.
Oh.
And it's closer. So.
Okay. That's fine.
It's the original park, man. It's the original.
And I realize as I meet more and more people, you know, out here. I have friends in Tucson who are huge Diz nerds and spend a good amount of their disposable income there that has all gone back into the corporate machine that is Disney.
Yeah.
I understand it less and less.
I'm going next week, actually. I get to go check out Star Wars Land.
Yeah. Have you ever considered doing the thing where, and by the way, we're getting to the latest Disney outrage. Have you ever considered doing the thing where you'd work there for pennies on the dollar just to be part of the experience?
That's my retirement plan.
To wear the ears?
Well, I want to be the old guy that plays the banjo in New Orleans Square. You know, just sits in the corner and just strums a guitar. I want to be that guy. Or, preferably, if they'll have me at that age.
Sweltering in a Mickey suit or a Donald suit?
No. I want to be a Jungle Cruise skipper.
Ladies
and gentlemen, the backside of water.
So if anybody has
the bathing pool of the elephants,
any idea how John can make that his retirement package, 57500, I'm sure he would appreciate.
There's something you don't see every day, but I do.
All right. What is the problem with the Little Mermaid now?
So everybody's got themselves in a twist over a couple of things, really. You've got the Little Mermaid, which is they're doing. Disney's all about the live action right now, right? They've done a live action Maleficent. They just did a live action Aladdin. People are calling it a live action Lion King, even though it's all CGI, still animated. So they're revisiting all of their old classic cartoons, and they're doing live versions of them. So they just announced the new Little Mermaid is actually being played by Halle Bailey, is I think her name. People keep mistaking her for Halle Berry. Young African-American girl. I believe she's 15. Talented young actress. But people are losing their minds.
Is it because the lower half of her torso does not resemble a fish?
It's the wrong kind of fish.
Oh.
No. You've guessed it. What they've got a problem with is the fact that she is black. She is a black girl. And they're you know, and I get it, whatever you feel about this, it doesn't matter. It's mermaids aren't real, dude. Here's a fact check for you. Mermaids, they're completely made up. So yeah, and if you want to get real technical about it, they were half seals to begin with, and it wasn't the bottom half. So do the math there, hotshot. It's all sorts of changing throughout time.
So we have to wait to see the film to make sure that she embodies that perfect balance between human
and
fish lady.
Oh, she doesn't have red hair. Oh, no. Listen, the old Little Mermaid is still there, all right? They haven't touched the cartoon. It's still there. You can still watch it as much as you want. Just because they're making a live-action version that doesn't match up with your previous version does not give you the right to go all over the internet and outrage against everybody.
You know, I'm reminded because I saw this on Prime recently, and I wish I hadn't. It was an utter waste of $2.99, but Aquaman.
And he wasn't wearing green pants and a yellow shirt.
But I don't remember the
What's up with that?
I don't remember the outrage when Khal Drogo became Aquaman because he wasn't blonde.
No,
I don't.
It should have been there.
I don't remember that.
Same
at
goes
all.
For Mulan. They just dropped the Mulan trailer yesterday. Have you seen this? You know, Mulan was 1998. They did an animated feature. Eddie Murphy played a character named Mushu.
I have the new trailer.
Oh,
actually.
Let's hear it.
These are the qualities I see in a good wife.
That's terrible.
That is
quality.
Fantastic audio right there. I'm really glad we took the time to play that. But so Mulan is an ancient Chinese. I shouldn't say ancient, but it's a Chinese folktale about a the Huns are at war with China and they've broken through the Great Wall and. In order to save her father from going to war, Mulan takes the place of her dad by pretending she's a boy so that she can be a conscript in the Chinese army. And in 1998, there was a cartoon version which had a lot of singing and dancing. It's really 90s. It's great. And then there's a character called Mushu, which is voiced by Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. And it's really politically incorrect. I love it so much.
I could tell that even though I'm not familiar with the story because Mushu is the name of a pork dish with pancakes, and
he's the great.
I can't imagine in
dragon.
This day and age that you would name a character as in spare ribs.
So the Mulan live action version will not be featuring any of the songs from the cartoon, nor will it be featuring a dragon named Mushu. The character has been written out, and again, people are losing their minds about this. Which, dude, relax. It doesn't matter. Guess what? Chinese folktale didn't have an Eddie Murphy dragon in there either. Mm-hmm. You know what? You can just. It's not yours to change, okay? Just because Disney is changing what you love about a cartoon doesn't change the cartoon. It's just telling a different version of the story. And if you don't like it, you don't have to watch it. It's that easy. I didn't like the new Ghostbusters with the Lady Ghostbusters. I thought that movie sucked. But guess what? I still like the original Ghostbusters. They didn't change that at all.
Well, you know, You're giving me the same argument when it comes to the productions and the movies of Disney as in let's everybody chill out for a second. This
just
is
relax.
Entertainment. However, as a guy who is completely in lockstep with you won't set foot in Disney World because the actual Walt Disney's DNA did not appear in it. It's not official enough for you underneath the corporate umbrella.
Listen, I'll set foot there every day if you buy me the plane ticket. Disneyland is closer and easier to get to. Now, if I have my choice between going to Disneyland or Disney World, I'm taking the land. It's the original Magic Kingdom. But I've been to Disney World before. I just prefer going to Disneyland. It's
John,
the same thing.
They can
make a Disneyland somewhere else and change the color of the castle or change the color of Space Mountain. I don't care. They're not touching my beloved park.
Is he all right?
I don't know. I never know what's going to come out of it. This is the same guy that does the Gun Show podcast.
And he is
very, very passionate and, pardon the pun, animated about all things Disney. John, it's been a pleasure co-hosting with you.
Thanks for letting me hang out, bud.
By the way, tomorrow we're going to have, I believe it's Kirk Jowers, who is the EVP of doTERRA. He's the former head of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah. He's going to be in for a couple days hosting on the JMAC News Show. So look forward to Kirk tomorrow. My name is Todd Fuchs. We're clearing the way for Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News with Maria Chaleos. Bye-bye.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.